In a lot of places, it's customary for a visitor to attend a service and someone to be assigned to call that person the next day and tell them they were glad they were at service with them. In this one place, a preacher called this couple that had been to their service the day before, and the phone rang and it was picked up, and there was kind of a soft whisper, "Hello." And the preacher said, "Who is this?" "Jimmy." "How old are you, Jimmy?" "4. "Jimmy, may I please speak to your mom?" "She's busy." "Well, can I speak to your dad?" "He's busy." "Well, are there any other adults there at your home?" "The police." "Let me speak to one of the policemen, please." "They're busy." "Well, is there anyone else there?" "The firemen." "Well, can I speak to one of the firemen?" "They're busy." "Well, Jimmy, what are they all busy about?" "They're looking for me." We laugh because we can actually see that taking place. Little 4-year-old. Hiding. Children can be excellent at it, but so can we. Except we sometimes want to hide from God. I think about the first family, Adam and Eve. After they sinned, you remember the story, they were hiding in the garden when the Lord came. He said, "Well, where are you?" "We're hiding." They were hiding because they knew they had no clothes on. And the Lord talked to them about that. A lot of times fear causes hiding. They were afraid. They knew they had violated God's word, and they were terrified of what God was going to do when he found them. But I don't think that's the end of the story. What do we hide? What do we hide? A lot of times we hide our actions. Job says in Job 31, verse 33, "If I covered my transgression as Adam by hiding mine iniquities in my bosom, did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of my families terrify me that I kept silence and went not out to the door?" He's writing that he's not going to be a hypocrite. He's not a hypocrite. He wants the answers. And so he's saying, "Am I hiding? Am I hiding anything?" But the question is, can we hide from God? Psalm 137, 7 and 8. "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell or Sheol, thou art there." The point is, the psalmist knew we cannot hide from God. That doesn't mean we don't try. That doesn't mean we aren't pretending among ourselves to be hiding. I saw a commercial not too long ago, maybe you saw it, where, and I don't remember what it was a commercial for, but suddenly they all were going to go hide in this, they're kind of out in the desert, there's nothing much there, and this big old guy's hiding behind a little twig of a tree that he's obviously visible. And that's kind of what we do sometimes. I'm reminded of Rachel. You remember when they were leaving Laban, Rachel's father, she and Jacob, and they were on their way to their homeland. And she hid the family gods. And she got away with it at that point. But we like to hide things. Another story that comes up was that of Achan. Achan was told, you don't take anything out of Jericho. You don't. And he stole some gold and some cloth or clothing, buried it in his tent. Well, the problem when we hide stuff, it doesn't really do us any good. I've often wondered, well, what's Achan think he's going to do by hiding it in the ground? He can't use it. People say, where'd it come from? Even though we have the knowledge that you can't hide from God, and Achan discovered that as they went down the family lines, until Achan was called and he had to admit he took it, because God knew where it was. But that doesn't stop us from trying to hide. Just as Adam couldn't hide from his sins, neither can we. Jesus talked to the scribes and Pharisees, and they thought they were so righteous. They were hiding from the truth by their traditions. And we need to make sure that we aren't trying to cover up what God wants us to do by doing things that God doesn't ask us to do. And that's what he said to them in Matthew 23. He writes, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like a whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." They knew they weren't doing right, but they liked the show. You know, the Bible talks there was a great company of priests that were obedient to the faith in one text, but in another text it says there were priests that would not obey him because they knew they would lose their positions. They knew they would be put out of the synagogue. They loved, the text says they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They were hiding from God by what they were doing. And sometimes we need to make sure we're not hiding from God by what we're doing. God expects us to be obedient, and we can't pretend to be obedient and do other things. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Unfortunately, we are actually becoming hypocritical when we say we love God and we say we want to serve God, but we don't do the things he tells us to do. We don't do what we know he wants us to do. That's where Jesus said, "My friends, don't fear those that can just kill the body, but rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." In other words, there's nothing in this world we need to hide from or be afraid of. If the military were to tear down our doors and come after us, we need not be afraid because God's with us. We can't afford to be hypocritical and say, we won't do what God wants. We'll surrender from that standpoint. Rather than hide, let's hide our life in Christ. And by that I mean we immerse ourselves. We totally put ourselves into the body of Christ. And the body is the church. You remember in Colossians 2:12 where Paul writes that we are baptized into Christ. We have put on Christ. And that's what we need to be doing as far as hiding Christ within us. He writes in Colossians 3, 1 and 2, actually 1 through 3, "If then ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." In other words, we can be dead to this world and living in Christ, but only if we hide ourselves in Christ. Anything else is hiding ourselves from Christ, hiding ourselves from God. It's easy to allow the world to draw us toward it. The world has many allurements. Sometimes I think we miss what Moses did when he was 40 years old. Stop and think about Moses. From infancy until 40 years of age, Moses lived in the king's palace. Moses ate the king's food. Moses was educated by the king's teachers. Moses had anything his heart desired within the realm of Egypt. But he had to make a choice. Was he going to be hidden in worldly pleasures, or was he going to be hidden in the hand of God? And he chose God. The Hebrew writer says that Moses chose rather to serve God than to have all of the riches of Egypt. And so when we think about Moses, we think about hiding ourselves in Christ, we think about being what Christ wants us to be. It's a total immersion in Christ. When we baptize someone into Christ, it's a total immersion. It's not sprinkling a little bit on their head or pouring a little on their head. It's an immersion. And that's the way, symbolically, in essence, we are with Christ. We are totally immersed if we want to be hid in Him. James tells us in James 5:20, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. And so by immersing ourselves in Christ, we become the reflection that Christ wants us to be, that people can see us and turn to us. We don't dwell on this maybe as much as we should, but the Bible does teach us that to become Christians, there are certain things we have to do. It's true, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's true that we must believe if we want to be saved. It's true that we must repent of our sins. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. It's true that we must confess Christ. If we don't confess Him, He won't confess us before His Father. And it's true that we must be baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins. Now, the Bible teaches this. That's really not up for conjecture. It's there. It's readable. I've known people that would not read it. I've known people that actually took scissors and cut passages out of the Bible. That doesn't take them out. They're still there. These things we must do. And I know in an audience this size, we probably have some that have not. You're hiding from God. You're like the little 4-year-old boy. Everyone's looking for you. Everyone wants to encourage you. Everyone wants you to obey God, that we can all stand before God and be saved. Because as we look this morning, there is coming a day in which God will judge every one of us. The question is, how will we fare? There are two groups of people outside of Christ, those that don't know the gospel and those that don't obey it. And if you're here this evening and you've never obeyed the gospel of Christ, I know that you know about Christ or you wouldn't be here. Have you obeyed? Or perhaps we have someone here that's a Christian that's been hiding from Christ, that's not doing the things they ought to do, that's not obeying the things they ought to obey, that you're hiding from what the Lord wants you to be. We're soldiers of Christ. We can't afford to turn around and run the other way. If we can help you or assist you in any way to get you back on the path, we encourage you to come while we stand and while we sing this song.